Hello everyone, my name is Elijah David, minister of the Truck, Apostolic Sabbatarian Congregation of the Truck, Honor, Georgia, Turkey. Today is June 21, 2017, or this evening, 27, 2021, we will start our first service today with a song entitled, Savior, like a Shepherd, Lead Us. Savior, like a shepherd, lead us, us we need the tender care. In that pleasant pasture, feed us, for our use of foes prepare. This is Joshua, this is Joshua, has brought us from behind. This is Joshua, this is Joshua, has brought us from behind. We are thine, thy befriend, be the guardian of our way. Keep the flock from sin, defend us, seek us when we go astray. Blessed Joshua, blessed Joshua, you hear us when we pray. Blessed Joshua, blessed Joshua, you hear us when we pray. Thou hast promised to receive us, poor and sinful though we be. Thou hast mercy to relieve us, grace to cleanse and power to free. Blessed Joshua, blessed Joshua, early let us turn to thee. Blessed Joshua, blessed Joshua, we let us turn to thee. Early let us seek thy favor, early let us do thy will. Blessed Joshua and Holy Savior, as thou love our bosoms fill. Blessed Joshua, as loved us, love us still. Blessed Joshua, blessed Joshua, as loved us, love us still.
What defiles mankind? That's number one, part one. We're going to go into the scriptures. We're going to use our keyword defile, D-E-F-I-L-E. This is very important. This is what the Holy Spirit has given for today's main thought. And we're going to start with Leviticus chapter 11. It occurs 39 times and 36 verses of the KJV, starting in Leviticus 11:44, and it starts with, I am the Yahweh your Elohim. You shall therefore sanctify yourselves, and you shall be holy, for I am holy. Neither shall you defile yourselves with any manner of creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Now how important is that? Well, let's go ahead and read Leviticus now 15:31. Thus shall you separate the children of Israel from their uncleanness, that they die not in their uncleanness when they defile my tabernacle that is among them. Leviticus 18:20. Moreover, thou shalt not lie carnally with thy neighbor's wife to defile thyself with her. Verse 23. neither shalt thou lie with any beast to defile thyself therewith, neither shall any woman stand before a beast to lie down thereto. It is confusion. Verse 24, defile not yourself with any of these things, for in all these the nations are defiled, which I cast out before you. Now do you get that? We have the word defile, and then we have the word defiled, which is a past tense, because he said, I cast out the nations from before you because they did these things. Leviticus 18:28, let the land spew you and spew not you out. Also, when ye defile it, and it spewed out the nations that were before you. Therefore, as now in Leviticus 18:30, therefore shall ye keep my ordinance, that you commit not any one of these abominable customs which were committed before you, and that you defile not yourselves therein. I am the Yahweh your Elohim. Verse 30, Leviticus 18, therefore shall you keep mine ordinance, that you commit not any one of these abominable customs which were committed before you, and that you defile not yourselves therein. I am the Yahweh your Elohim. Leviticus 20:3, and I will set my face against that man, and will cut him off from among his people, because he hath given of his seed unto Molech to defile my sanctuary and to profane my holy name. Leviticus 21:4, but he shall not defile himself, being a chief man among his people, to profane himself. Leviticus 21:11, neither shall he go into any dead body, nor defile himself for his father or for his mother. Leviticus 22:8, that which dieth of itself or is torn with beast, he shall not eat to defile himself therewith. I am the Yahweh. Numbers 5:3, both male and female shall you put out without the camp, that ye put them, that they defile not their camps in the midst whereof I dwell. So why do you put people out of the sanctuary today? Why did we have to put Alan and Sharon out of the sanctuary? Because they did all of these things, and it brought confusion into the camp, because they defiled the sanctuary by their presence. Yet they were saying that they were in good shape, coming here and saying, "Well, we're doing right. We're not breaking any rules or laws." Yeah, well, yeah, the Holy Spirit knew better. Numbers 35:34. Defile not therefore the land which you shall inhabit, wherein I dwell, for I the Yahweh dwell among the children of Israel. So why is it that we've got that the land has to be purified now? Because it's the land where Yahweh dwells when he comes to this earth. And his son, Yahshua, it has to be purified. 2 Kings 23:13. And the high places that were before Jerusalem, which were on the right hand of the Mount of the Corruption, which Solomon the king of Israel had builded for Asherah, the abomination of the Zidonians, and for Chemosh, the abomination of the Moabites, and for Milcom, the abomination of the children of Ammon, did the king defile. I have put off my coat. How shall I put it on? I have washed my feet. How shall I defile them? That's in I just read the 2 Kings 23:13, and SNG Song of Solomon, I guess. 5:3, I have put off my coat, how shall I put it on? I have washed my feet, how shall I defile them? Isaiah 30:22. You shall defile also the covering of thy graven images of silver, and the ornament of thy molten images of gold. Thou shalt cast them away as a menstruous cloth. Thou shalt say unto it, get thee hence. Jeremiah 32:34. But they set their abominations in the house which is called by my name to defile it. My face will I turn also from them, and they shall pollute my secret place, for the robbers shall enter into it and defile it. That's in Ezekiel 7:22. Ezekiel 9:7. And he said unto them, defile the house and fill the courts with the slain. Go ye forth, and they went forth and slew in the city. Now the city today is identified as the Seventh-day Adventist Church. This is a prophecy for the judgment of the living, to start the judgment of the living, 2002. That's Ezekiel 9. Ezekiel 20:7. Then said I unto them, cast ye away every man the abominations of his eyes, and defile not yourselves with the idols of Egypt. I am the Yahweh your Elohim. Ezekiel 20:18. But I said unto their children in the wilderness, walk ye not in the statutes of your fathers, neither observe their judgments, nor defile yourselves with their idols. Ezekiel 22:3. Then say thou, thus saith Yahweh Elohim, the city sheddeth blood in the midst of it, that her time may come, and maketh idols against herself to defile herself. Ezekiel 28:7. Behold, therefore, I will bring strangers upon thee, the terrible of the nations, and they shall draw their swords against the beauty of thy wisdom, and they shall defile thy brightness. Ezekiel 33:26. You stand upon your sword, you work abomination, and you defile every one his neighbor's wife. And shall you possess the land? Now this Ezekiel's prophecy is for this day that we're living in right now, in the judgment we're living here in the 12th hour. It's strictly for this 12th hour. And it's to the house, the spiritual house of Israel, the Seventh-day Adventist Church, and the Davidian Seventh-day Adventist, the Shepherd's Rod. This is what this prophecy is for. And the Branch Davidian Shepherd's Rod at Gilead Center. This is what that's what's called the whole house of Israel. It's Adventist, Davidian Adventist, the Shepherd's Rod, and the Branch Davidian Seventh-day Adventist, Gilead Center. This is called the whole house, but this is what Ezekiel's prophecy is too. Ezekiel 37:23. Neither shall they defile themselves any more with their idols, talking about the Adventist Church, nor with their detestable things, nor with any of their transgressions. But I will save them out of their dwelling places, wherein they have sinned, talking about the 144,000, and will cleanse them, so shall they be my people, and I will be their Elohim. Ezekiel 43:7. And he said unto me, Son of man, the place of my throne, and the place of the soles of my feet, where I will dwell in the midst of the children of Israel forever, and my holy name shall the house of Israel no more defile, neither they nor their kings by their whoredom, nor by their carcasses of their kings and their high places. Ezekiel 44:25. And there shall come at no dead person to defile themselves, but for father or for mother or for son or for daughter, for brother or for sister, that hath had no husband. that he may defile himself. That's Ezekiel 44:25. Daniel 1:8. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuch that he might not defile himself. Matthew 15:18. But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. Matthew 15:20. These are the things which defile a man, but to eat with unwashed hands defileth not a man. Alright, we're going to go back now and read Matthew chapter 15, the whole chapter. Then came unto Yahshua scribes and Pharisees which were of Jerusalem, saying, What do thy disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they wash not their hands when they eat bread. But he answered and said unto them, Why do ye also transgress the commandment of Yahweh by your tradition? For Yahweh commanded, saying, Honor thy father and mother, and he that curses father or mother, let him die the death. But ye say, whosoever shall say to his father or his mother, It is a gift, by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, and honor not his father or his mother, he shall be free. Thus have ye made the commandment of Yahweh of none effect by your tradition. Ye hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy unto you, saying, This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. So he said, those Pharisees and those scribes, he said, they do worship me. Yahshua is saying they worshiped him, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. So what kind of worship is that? The Pharisees hated him. Why did Yahshua say, but in vain they do worship me? He's not talking about the Pharisees. He's talking about the people of the land. The people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips. He didn't say the Pharisees and Sadducees, I had that wrong. But their heart is far from me. But in vain they do worship me, even though their heart is far from me, even though they draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. So if you're teaching for doctrines the commandments of men, that's what Brother Johnson did the 33 years that I was with him. His heart, he honored Yahshua and Yahweh with his mouth and his lips. He did that for 33 years. But his heart was far from the reality of the truth of the Yahshua. And so that's the reason why he ended up teaching totally the doctrines of the commandments of men. And he called the multitude and said unto them, Hear and understand, not that which goeth into the man defileth the man, but that which cometh out of the mouth, this defileth a man. So it's not what goes in, it's what actually comes out after what's gone in has done its work. Then what comes out is what defiles man. Then came his disciples and said unto him, Knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended as they heard this saying? But he answered and said, Every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind, and if the blind lead the blind, those shall fall into the ditch. Then answered Peter and said unto him, declare unto us this parable. Yeshua said, are ye also yet without understanding? Do not ye yet understand that whatsoever entereth in at the mouth goeth into the belly, and is cast out into the jaws? But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornication, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man, but to eat with unwashed hands defileth not a man. Then Yahshua went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Yahshua, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word, and his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Master, help us. But he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to the dogs. And she said, truth, Yahshua, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. And Yahshua answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith, be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Likewise with us, if we purpose in our heart to 100% not to defile our bodies anymore, with what I just read to you, then Yahshua will heal us. He'll heal us just like he did this woman. Her faith made her whole. Well, our faith makes us whole. This is what we've got to teach to our fellow man, and they come our way. Yahshua heals and feeds the multitudes. Verse 29, Matthew 15. And Yahshua departed from thence and came nigh unto the Sea of Galilee, and went up into a mountain and sat down there. But actually, let's go now a little bit further with our reading on the word defile. Okay, let's go now to Mark 7:15. There is nothing from without a man that entereth into him that can defile him. But the things which come out of him, those are they that defile the man. Verse 16, if any man have ears to hear, let him hear. Okay, it says that verse 18, Mark 7, and he saith unto them, are ye so without understanding also? Do ye not perceive that whatsoever thing from without entereth into the man, it cannot defile him? Because it entereth not into his heart, but into the belly, and goeth out into the draws, purging all meats. And he said, that which cometh out of man, that defileth the man. For from within, out of the heart of men proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornication, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceitfulness, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, and foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man. And that's what happened to our dear brethren and sisters down in Kermit for 33 years. This is what happened. And yet, of the 33 years, I never heard Brother Johnson once preach on the subject of defile. or defilement. You ever heard it? This is so sad. If any man defile the temple of Yahweh, him Yahweh shall Yahweh destroy, for the temple of Yahweh is holy, which temple ye are. Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool that he may be wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness to Yahweh. For it is written, he taketh the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Yeshua knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. Therefore let no man glory in men, for all things of the earth, whether Paul or Apollos, or Cephas, or the world, or life, or death, or things present, or things to come, all are yours. And you are Yahshua's, and Yahshua's is the Yahweh's. Okay, let's go to 1 Timothy 1:10. For whoremongers, for themselves that defile themselves of mankind, for men's cheaters, for liars, for perjured persons, and if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine. So let's read a little bit before that 1 Timothy 1:10. It says that, let's just read verse 1 through 10. Paul, an apostle of Yahshua Messiah, by the commandment of Yahweh, the Yahshua our Savior. Yahweh our Savior. And Yahshua Messiah, also our Savior, which is our hope. Unto Timothy, my own son, in the faith, in the blood of Yahshua, I might add, grace, mercy, and peace from Yahweh our Father, and Yahshua Messiah our Savior. As I besought thee to abide still at Ephesus, when I went into Macedonia, that thou mightest charge some that they teach no other doctrine, now to give heed unto fables and endless genealogies, which minister questions, rather than righteous edifying, which is in the faith, so do. Now the end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart, and of a good conscience, and of a faith unfeigned, from which some, having swerved, have turned aside unto vain jangling, desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding not of what they say, nor whereof they affirm. But we know that the law is good if a man use it lawfully. Knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the unrighteous, and for the sinners, for unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers, for whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for men stealers, for liars, for perjured persons, and if there be any other thing that is contrary unto sound doctrine, according to the glorious gospel of the blessed Yeshua, which was committed unto my trust. Okay, let's now go into that is Jude 1:8. Likewise also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh and despise dominion and speak evil of dignities. Let's read the whole book of Jude, just one chapter. Jude, the servant of Yahshua Messiah and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by the Yahweh, the Father, and preserved in the Yahshua Messiah and called. So you're sanctified by the Father, and you're preserved through His Son. And then after you're sanctified and preserved, then you are called. Okay, what does it mean, preserved? What happens when you can some fruit or vegetables? What happens? What's the reason for canning? You preserve them. And then you put them on a shelf and you can preserve them for years. They may not be as good nutritionally for you after they've been sitting on the shelf a long time. And they may not be that good for you when you heat them and cook them and preserve them. But still, there is a process of preserving food that you can keep for a long time. You can vacuum pack food and put them in a can and seal it up. There's all kinds of ways to preserve food. So that's what it's talking about here. Yahweh first has to, you have to be sanctified by the Father. And how you do that? You're sanctified through the offering of the blood of His Son, Yahshua. And the Father grants you pardon then on behalf of the blood of His Son that is offered and sprinkled for your sin to purify and undefile you. Okay? So now it says, mercy, verse 2, Jude chapter 1, verse 2, mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it is needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained unto this condemnation, unrighteous men, turning the grace of Yahweh unto lasciviousness and denying the only Yahshua Messiah of our Savior Yahshua, of Yahweh Elohim and our Savior Yahshua the Messiah. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though you once knew this, how that the Yahshua, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, and this is the Son, okay, it says, afterward, destroyed them that believed not. In 1 Corinthians 10:9, it says, neither let us tempt Yahshua, as some of them also tempted and were destroyed as serpents. Okay, in Hebrews 3, 17 and 19, they said, but with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? And to whom swore he that they should not enter into his rest? But unto them that believed not. So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. Well, what about unbelief and eating right? How about unbelief in that? You know, we have sound doctrine, pure doctrine of the scriptures on everything. And that includes the temples of our bodies. And that includes getting proper rest. That includes eating at the proper time. And getting your proper rest. And what you eat when you eat. This is what Yahweh taught the children of Israel in the wilderness. When He gave manna from heaven. He told them exactly when to gather it. How much to gather, and to get a double portion on the preparation day on a Friday, and so they wouldn't be on the Sabbath gathering manna. He instructed them right down to the last jot and tittle. What about today, folks? It's no difference today. Let's go on into Jude chapter 1, verse 6. And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, He hath reserved in everlasting chains under the darkness unto the judgment of the great day. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in the like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of the eternal fire. Likewise also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignity. Yet Michael, The archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body, but Moses durst not bring against him a written accusation, but said, "The Yahshua rebuke thee, but these speak evil of those things which they know not, but what they know naturally as brute beasts, and those things they corrupt themselves. Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain, and they ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward, and perished in the gainsaying of Korah." So what I just read there in verse 8, "Likewise also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignity." But that's what happens today. Yahweh sends a prophet among his people, and they don't even recognize him. Why? It's because they're defiled. They're defiled in their body, mind, and spirit. They can't recognize somebody that's spiritual or anything that has to do with spirituality. Okay. So now as we're reading in Jude chapter 1, this says, verse 12, "These are spots in your feast of charity, when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear, clouds they are without water, carried about of winds, trees whose fruit withered, without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots, raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame, wandering stars, unto whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these saying, Behold, Yahshua cometh with 10,000 of his saints, to execute judgment upon all, and to convince all that are unrighteous among them of all their unrighteous deeds, which they have unrighteously committed, and of all their hard speeches which unrighteous sinners have spoken against them. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lust, and their mouth speaketh great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. But, beloved, remember by ye the words of which were spoken before the apostles of our Savior Yahshua Messiah, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time, who should walk after their own unrighteous lust. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of Elohim, looking for the mercy of our Savior Yahshua Messiah unto the eternal life. And if some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory, with the exceeding joy. Unto the only wise Elohim, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Hallelujah." That's the end of Jude. Now let's go into the word defiled, D-E-F-I-L-E-D, that's past tense. It starts in, it occurs 71 times in the KJV. Genesis 34:2 starts the first one. "And when Shechem, the son of Hamor, the Hivite, prince of the country, saw her, he took her and lay with her and defiled her." Now, who did he file? Well, we have to go and back up here and read verse 1 and start the chapter of Genesis 34. "And Dinah, the daughter of Leah, which she bare unto Jacob, went out to see the daughters of the land." So, this is the daughter of Jacob. Jacob had 12 sons and one daughter, named Dinah. And when Shechem, the son of Hamor the Hivite, prince of the country, saw her, he took her and lay with her and defiled her. And his soul clave unto Dinah, the daughter of Jacob. And he loved the damsel, and spake kindly unto the damsel. And Shechem spake unto his father Hamor, saying, Get me this damsel to wife. And Jacob heard that he had defiled Dinah his daughter. Now his sons were with his cattle in the field, and Jacob held his peace until they were come. And Hamor, the son of Shechem, went out unto Jacob to commune with him. And the sons of Jacob came out of the field when they heard it, and the men were grieved, and they were very wroth, because he had wrought folly in Israel and lied with Jacob's daughter, which thing ought not to be done. And Hamor communed with them, saying, The soul of my son Shechem longeth for your daughter. I pray you give her him to wife, and make ye marriages with us, and give your daughters unto us, and take our daughters unto you. Now you see how quickly Satan moved upon Jacob's family of the 12 sons and one daughter when he went into the land of Canaan, come out of Egypt. They were not come out of Egypt at this time. Okay, it says in Genesis 34:10, And you shall dwell with us, and the land shall be before you. Dwell and trade ye therein, and get ye possessions therein. And Shechem said unto her father, and unto her brethren, Let me find grace in your eye, and what ye shall say unto me I will give. Ask me never so much dowry and gifts, and I will give according as you shall say unto me, but give me the damsel to wife. And the sons of Jacob answered Shechem and Hamor his father deceitfully, and said, Because he hath defiled Dinah their sister. And they said unto them, We cannot do this thing to give our sister to one that is uncircumcised, for that were a reproach unto us. But in this will we consent unto you, if you will be as we be, that every male of you be circumcised. Then we will give our daughters unto you, and we will take your daughters to us, and we will dwell with you, and we will become one people. But if you will not hearken unto us to be circumcised, then will we take our daughter, and we will be gone. And their words pleased Hamor and Shechem, Hamor's son. And the young man deferred not to do the thing, because he had delight in Jacob's daughter, and he was more honorable than all the house of his father. And Hamor and Shechem, his son, came unto the gate of their city and communed with the men of their city, saying, These men are peaceable with us, therefore let them dwell in the land and trade therein. For the land, behold, it is large enough for them. Let us take their daughters to us for wives, and let us give them our daughters. Only herein will the men consent unto us for to dwell with us, to be one people. If every male among us be circumcised as they are circumcised, shall not their cattle and their substance and every beast of theirs be ours? Only let us consent unto them, and they will dwell with us. And unto Hamor and unto Shechem his son hearkened all that went out of the gate of his city, and every male was circumcised, all that went out of the gate of his city. And it came to pass on the third day when they were sore, that two of the sons of Jacob, Simeon and Levi, Dinah's brethren, took each man his sword and came upon the city boldly and slew all the males. They slew Hamor and Shechem his son with the edge of the sword, and took Dinah out of Shechem's house and went out. The sons of Jacob came upon the slain and spoiled the city because they had defiled their sister. They took their sheep and their oxen and their asses, and that which was in the city and that which was in the field, and all their wealth and all their little ones and their wives, took the captive and spoiled even all that was in the house. And Jacob said unto Simeon and Levi, you have troubled me to make me distinct among the inhabitants of the land, among the Canaanites and the Perizzites, and I being few in number, they shall gather themselves together against me and slay me, and I shall be destroyed, and I and my house. And they said, should he deal with our sister as with an harlot? Leviticus 5:3, or if he touch the uncleanness of a man, whatsoever uncleanness it be, that a man shall be defiled withal, and it be hid from him whom he knoweth, of it, then he shall be guilty. Leviticus 11:43, you shall not make yourselves abominable with any creeping thing that creepeth, neither shall you make yourselves unclean with them that ye should be defiled thereby. Leviticus 13:46, and all the days wherein the plague shall be in him, he shall be defiled. He is unclean. He shall dwell alone without the camp, shall his habitation be. Leviticus 15:32, this is the law of him that hath an issue, and of him whose seed goeth from him and is defiled therewith. Leviticus 18:24, defile not yourselves with any of these things, for in all these the nations are defiled which I cast out before you. Leviticus 18:25, and the land is defiled, therefore I do visit the iniquity therefore appointed, and the land itself vomiteth out her inhabitants. Leviticus 18:27, for all these abominations have the men of the land done, which were before you, and the land is defiled. Leviticus 19:31, regard not them that have familiar spirits, neither seek after wizards to be defiled by them. I am the Yahweh your Elohim. Leviticus 21:1. And Yahweh said unto Moses, speak unto the priests, the sons of Aaron, and say unto them, there shall none be defiled for the dead among his people, and for his sister a virgin that is nigh unto him, which hath had no husband, for her may he be defiled. Command the children of Israel that they put out of the camp every leper and every one that hath an issue, and whosoever is defiled by the dead. That's Numbers 5:2. Numbers 5:13. And a man lie with her carnally, and it be hid from the eyes of her husband, and be kept close, and she is be defiled, and there is be no witness against her, neither she be taken with the manner. Numbers 5:14. And the spirit of jealousy come upon him, and he be jealous of his wife, and she be defiled. Or if the spirit of jealousy come upon him, and he be jealous of his wife, and she be not defiled. Numbers 5:20. But if thou hast gone aside to another instead of thy husband, if thou be defiled, and some man have lain with thee beside thy husband, Numbers 5:27, and when he had made her to drink the water, then it shall come to pass that if she be defiled and have done trespass against her husband, that the water that causes the curse shall enter into her and become bitter, and her belly shall swell, and her thigh shall rot, and the woman shall be a curse among her people. Numbers 5:28. And if the woman be not defiled, but be clean, then she shall be free, and shall conceive seed. Verse 29, Numbers 5. This is the law of jealousy, when a wife goeth aside to another instead of her husband, and is defiled. Numbers 6:9. And if any man die very suddenly by him, and he hath defiled the head of his consecration, then he shall shave his head in the day of his cleansing. On the seventh day shall he shave it. Numbers 6:12. And he shall consecrate unto the Yahweh the days of his separation, and shall bring a lamb of the first year for a trespass offering. But the days that were before shall be lost, because his separation was defiled. Numbers 9:6. And there were certain men who were defiled by the dead body of a man, that they could not keep the Passover on that day, and they came before Moses and before Aaron on that day. Numbers 9:7. And those men said unto him, We are defiled by the dead body of a man. Wherefore are we kept back, that we may not offer an offering of the Yahweh in his appointed season among the children of Israel? Numbers 19:20. But the man that shall be unclean and shall not purify himself, that soul shall be cut off from among the congregation, because he hath defiled the sanctuary of the Yahweh. The water of the separation hath not been sprinkled upon him, he is unclean. Deuteronomy 21:23. His body shall not remain all night upon the tree, but thou shalt in any wise bury him that day, for he that is hanged is accursed of Yahweh, that thy land be not defiled, which Yahweh the Elohim giveth thee for an inheritance. Deuteronomy 23:9. Thou shalt not sow thy vineyard with divers seeds, lest the fruit of thy seed which thou hast sown, and the fruit of thy vineyards be defiled. Deuteronomy 24:4. Her former husband which sent her away may not take her again to be his wife, after that she is defiled, for that is an abomination before the Yahweh. And thou shalt not cause the land to sin, which the Yahweh the Elohim giveth thee for an inheritance. 13:23-8. And he brought all the priests out of the cities of Judah, and defiled the high places, where the priests had burned incense from Geba to Beersheba, and brake down the high places of the gates that were in the entering in of the gate of the Joshua, the governor of the city, which were on a man's left hand at the gate of the city. 13:23-10. And he defiled Topheth, which is in the valley of the children of Hinnom, that no man might make his son or his daughter pass through the fire unto Molech. 5:1. Now the sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, for he was the firstborn, for as much as he defiled his father's bed, his birthright was given unto the sons of Joseph, the son of Israel, and the genealogy is not to be reckoned after the birthright. Nehemiah 13:29. Remember. Now that was in 1 Chronicles 5:1 that I just read. Now the sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, for he was the firstborn, the first message he defiled his father's bed, his birthright was given unto the sons of Joseph, the son of Israel, and the genealogy is not to be reckoned after the birthright. For Judah, then, 1 Chronicles 5:2, for Judah prevailed above his brethren, and of him came the chief ruler, but the birthright was Joseph's. Okay, for Judah prevailed above his brethren. I say he prevailed above Reuben, the firstborn, that had the birthright. But Jacob prevailed against Esau, who was the firstborn. And he got Esau's birthright. So, Joseph is the one that prevailed in the family of Jacob of the 12 sons, and he was the 11th son born, but he prevailed and got the birthright. Okay, it says in 1 Chronicles 5:3, the sons I say of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, was Hanok and Palu and Tommy. All right. Nehemiah 13:29. Remember them, O my Yahweh, because they have defiled the priesthood and the covenant of the priesthood and of the Levites. Job 16:15. I have sewed sackcloth upon my skin and defiled my horn in the dust. Psalm 74:7. They have cast fire into thy sanctuary. They have defiled by casting down the dwelling place of thy name to the ground. Okay, so that's what happened at Kermit. Strange fire was kindled in the sanctuary there, and that defiled the temple. That's the reason why Yahweh had to bring it to a close and destroy it. It's called the sinful kingdom, Amos 9, Psalm 79:1. O Yahweh, the heathen are come into thine inheritance, thy holy temple. Have they defiled? They have laid Jerusalem on heaps. Psalm 106:39. Thus were they defiled with their own works, and went a horn with their own invention. Isaiah 24:5. The earth also is defiled under the inhabitants thereof, because they have transgressed the laws, changed the ordinance, and broken the everlasting covenant. And in Isaiah 59:3 it says, for your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity, and your lips have spoken lies, your tongue hath muttered perverseness. Between the first of our studies, this hour, contact us at the 11th hour call, and we'll ever click on the audio archive. I'll close this service now with a song that I've written entitled Dusty Roads and Sandal Feet.
Dusty roads, sandal feet. glorious to Jezebel. Send off the cross to Mary and then leave the heavy load. Never complaining as he went along the way. Roses and no feet, how would you like to meet that man named Joshua coming down your street? Drinks to be like Zacchaeus and climb up in a tree. Would she be like Jonah who wanted to be? Dusty roses and no feet, oh, and he was complete. Come on, man. Thank you.